Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chris Meadows, and thank you for tuning in to Transformation Begins With You. I am so excited about this particular show. Let me say first, welcome back. You know that we do these periodically as we can get on the air, and we have time to just to come to you, to empower you. And so we're excited because I'm going to have my Vice President of Harvest Girls International enter on the line in just a few moments. We're excited because we have some great things coming up that we would like to tell the whole world about, and this is so exciting for us. First, I just want to do a shout-out to Harvest Girls International, who sponsors the show. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. This is so exciting right now because we are right in the middle of coming into the summer. We're right in the middle of coming into our fundraiser that we do is our signature fundraiser, the White Party, and it's called If the Shoe Fits. And so as we get ready to venture into If the Shoe Fits, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about the vision and things that you can do with your vision that you can help empower not only yourself but others. Everyone has a vision. Everyone has a purpose. Everyone has a dream. And if you don't have one, you do. You just haven't tapped into it yet. Everyone on this earth has purpose in their spirit and in their heart. And it's up to us to develop it and to make it come alive. So I'm really excited today just to be able to share a little bit about my vision and what made Harvest Girls International become a reality and to become my passion. I just wanted to let you know that today's episode is called If the Shoe Fits. And many times we hear that's an old saying, and we always hear, if the shoe fits, wear it. And so I took it. It used to be given to me as a young girl as a negative saying. But if somebody offended you, if it was true, then you take it. That's what it kind of meant when I was a young girl. But as I became older, I started to look and started to shift my thinking into, if the shoe fits, wear it. If the shoe fits, if I can help you, if it's within my reach that I can help you, if that fits where I'm at right now, that I can reach back to you, then that's what I do, if the shoe fits. If the shoe fits is so empowering to me now because it gives me another way to inspire not only myself but to inspire others to achieve. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but I see that my co-host is on the line now, so I'm just going to welcome Helen Chambers. Helen from WOW Atlanta, all the way from hot Atlanta. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You. And as a matter of fact, Helen, I'm going to let you take the show from this point, and let's just see what happens.
Great, Chris. Thanks again for allowing me to be your co-host. What I want to do tonight is we're going to turn it just a little bit. I know you're talking about If the Shoe Fits Foundation. I'm not really sure how much you told the listening audience about what If the Shoe Fits Foundation really is. So can you expound on that?
Well, I was giving them a little history as to how I came up with If the Shoe Fits. It used to be a negative term, you know, years ago. If someone offended you, you say, well, if the shoe fits, where, you know. If that offense is true, then you have to take it. And I just changed it around, made it empowering for me that if that shoe fits, what shoe is that? Fitting the needs of other people, fitting the needs out in the community, fitting the emotional needs, fitting the needs to empower, to impact, to change lives in any way that you can out in the community and to those that are within our reach. And so the If the Shoe Fit Foundation started just because I wanted to reach outside. I wanted to stretch myself outside of my norm. You know, it's very easy to buy somebody lunch. It's very easy, you know, to give away an old blouse to someone that you don't want. That's easy. And I wanted to stretch myself to do some great and powerful things, not just within my reach, but to stretch myself out of my reach into the community and ultimately around the world. So what is the Shoe Fit Foundation does? We find a need that we can that we can feel, and we fit it to meet what we can do, and we do it. So it's fitting the needs of the community in any way that we can. Sometimes it doesn't work, but we make it work. And so that's if the shoe fits. So we're wearing, and I use shoe because women love shoes. So I use the metaphor of a shoe because that we can all, they say, don't judge me unless you walked a mile in my shoe. And some of us have all walked in each other's shoes because we've been through some of the same things together. And so that's why this is so important. I'm so passionate about this foundation, Helen.
Thank you, Chris, on that. Well, let me just ask you another question, Chris, about Harvest Girls International. And I'm going to jump back and forth just a little bit because maybe our listening audience really don't know what Harvest Girls is and how it started. But the main thing that I want you to talk about is that great name, Harvest Girls
Harvest
International.
Girls.
Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I get that a lot, Helen. A lot of people ask me, what is a Harvest Girl? And I say to them, every woman is a Harvest Girl. And every woman, we're women, we have a common ground of just being female. And we are harvests of women. There are millions of women in the world. And so we are all really sisters united, whether we be in another country, another ethnic group, culture, no matter what where we are in society, we are knitted together by just being female. And so there's a harvest of women, and we all, no matter what our nationality, no matter what our social status, we're all climbing and striving to be the best that we can be and to be powerful for our families, to be a great executive, to be a great mother, to be a great teacher, to be a great friend. We're all striving as women together. There's such a unity in womanhood if we could come together. And so Harvest Girls means every woman in the harvest, starting from a young girl, from a little girl all the way up. We are Harvest Girls. We are all striving to be better, or we should be striving to be better. And when we can't, when we're not doing so great, Helen, then we need to grab the other woman or the other little girl by her hand and pull her up with us. And that's why we came up kind of with the name Harvest Girls.
That's great. Well, Chris, you talked about young girls. So let's talk about how Harvest Girls International serves young girls and what's so great about the event that's coming up on June the 21st, downtown Indianapolis at the Downtown Marriott. So first I want you to talk about how Harvest Girls really serves the young girls with the power to dream, what age groups you serve, what the organization actually does for young girls.
Well, Helen, you know, we started out with the women. And we said, well, you know, it's great that we're going to do women, and it's great that we're going to empower and impact women lives, but we got little girls who are going to turn into women. We will keep repeating the cycle if we don't find a way to arrest the cycle before they become women. So we went and said, let's do the girls. Let's start to empower and impact the girls' lives at a very early age. We empower young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. The power to dream means that I believe that the girls, our girls perish because they have no vision. The Bible is clear when it says, my people perish because they have no vision. And so I believe that if we give them hope, if we give them a vision, if we prick their hearts to inspire them that they can climb, they can achieve, there is hope, they can be what they want to be, do what they want to do, nothing is impossible, sky is the limit, there is no boxed-in situation. I believe if we teach them that at a very early age, they will excel and they will succeed. I believe that they need to have a dream in their heart and in their spirit, and they have the power to do that. They are powerful within their own rights, even as a young girl. And so that's why we call it the power to dream, because they do have the power to dream and to make those dreams become a reality. We help them to find their dreams. They may not even know at an early age what they want to do, but they can have a dream. They can have a vision. And so that's what we try to do, and we do that in so many ways, Elvin. We empower them through self-esteem programs, of course, through etiquette classes, through self-image programs, you know, telling them about body image and self-image and half of the stuff that they see on TV is not reality. We teach them to be proud of who they are and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. We teach them to love their nose and to love their lips and to love their size. We teach them to love everything about them. And we teach them that self-esteem starts from the inside out. We teach them financial literacy. We teach them gratitude. We give them tools to learn how to do the steps to be overcomers, not just talking about it, but their interactive measures that they have to do. There's so many things we do. We're going to, in July, do a photo shoot so they can do their glamour shots, so they can learn to look at themselves and call themselves beautiful. And why look at pictures in a magazine and they can look at themselves and call themselves beautiful? So we have so much in store for them. And the reason we're doing this event, it's called If the Shoe Fits, White Party Charity Event. The reason why we're doing this White Party is our theme to get everybody on one accord, mindset, and the room just looks beautiful and white. We're doing this because we are giving away, awarding three young ladies this year with scholarships for college book scholarships. We're a small organization at this time, but we're doing some mighty, mighty great, powerful things. We have as our keynote speaker, and I'm so excited about this, the Pine Sol lady. Her name is Diane Amos, and you've seen her on the Pine Sol commercial. She's been a national spokesperson for Pine Sol for about 20-plus years, and she is excited to come to try to rev people up to donate money for this event and to support this event, not only to support the scholarship fund, but to also support the community outreach that we do and the Girl Self-Esteem Program. And our event is Saturday, June 21st, 2014, 6 p.m. at the downtown Indianapolis Marriott. And you can get tickets at www.eventbrite.com. If you cannot attend or you may not be able to attend, you can also go to that same site and you can donate.
That sounds great, Chris. Now, I see here that the tickets are $35 a person. Is that correct?
That's correct, $35 a person, which is a great deal. I mean, where can you go to a white party with a keynote speaker like Diane Amos, who is many people don't know this, but Pine Sol is a strong proponent for women. They have always empowered women. If you go to their website, you can see and click on their videos. As a matter of fact, Harvest Girls is one of the powerful difference videos that they have on their website. She has gone around the world empowering women. A lot of people don't know that. But $35 gets you Diane Amos, the Pine Sol lady, gets you your three-course meal, which you can't even buy anywhere else. And it gets you some light jazz by the Gerald Smith Project, who is amazing. And there will be auction items. There will be raffles to raise money. And it's going to be amazing. There's going to be some dancing at the end. It's just going to be amazing. Diane is going to bring a wonderful keynote. We're going to give away some community awards for women, and it's going to be a surprise. These women do not know that they're going to be honored, so we're going to surprise them and honor some women out in the audience who have no idea that they're going to be honored because they're doing great things in the community. So this is a wonderful event for $35. You cannot beat it. A lot of couples are saying men are invited as well, and it's an adult affair, and many of them are saying that they're going to make it a date night because it's going to be so amazing. So I'm so excited. I'm hoping that everyone who can, under the sound of my voice, will attend, get your tickets, or make a donation.
Okay, Chris. Also, can they go to harvestgirls.com, your website, and get a ticket?
Yes, they can. Our website is www.harvestgirls.com. Please, I encourage you to go to that website because then you can explore the organization and look at some of the things that we do and what we have done and who has sponsored us in the past, And then you can also purchase your ticket there if you click on the events link. There's a link to take you to purchase your ticket.
Okay, Chris, that sounds great. So what I just want to reiterate with what you've talked about, how Harvest Girls is there to support the community. You're also supporting young girls with the power to dream, women with Celebrate the Journey. And now Harvest Girls is now with their foundation where they're giving scholarships to deserving young girls, the book scholarships to help them buy their books for school. This is a fundraiser. It is an all-white affair. And it's Saturday, June the 21st from at 6 o'clock to 9:30, and it's downtown Indianapolis Marriott. That's at 350 Maryland Street. Tickets are $35. So I just want to talk to you if you're in the Indianapolis area to please purchase a ticket and support this organization. It is a 501c3 organization. Everyone that works in the organization is a volunteer. So that means that we're giving and it's passion. Passionate giving from our hearts. So, Chris, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
Yes, Helen, I'm glad you asked. I know it's time for us to go, but I just wanted to leave people with this. If you have a dream, no matter how small it is, no matter if you don't think that it can't come true. I hear so many women say, I would like to start this organization, or I would like to start this, but I don't know how, I don't know. Please, it's all possible. It's all possible. You can do anything you set your mind to. There are people out there. If you want to email me, you can email me at harvestgirls@yahoo.com and ask me questions about how to get started, how to follow your dream. I am a life coach. Helen Chambers is also, our co-host is a life coach. You can email either one of us at harvestgirls@yahoo.com, and we would be happy to assist you in some way in getting started. You have a dream. You have a purpose. We teach women to celebrate the journey. No matter what has happened to you, no matter what you have been through, there is a celebration in you. So, Helen, that's all I have for today. I thank you for just letting me go a little bit further into the If the Shoe Fits. I appreciate that, using our time for our show to just talk about the organization a little bit, because we are excited about this event. And until I see you, Helen, in Indianapolis on June 21st, I want to say to you and to everyone out there, remember, transformation begins with you.
One thing I'd like to say before we close, Chris, and I was just looking at some of the things that Pine Sol is doing and how they're empowering women and how they want women to be able to empower their young girls and their children. Their new slogan is, when life gets tough, women rise above. As always, my name is Helen Chambers, a certified life coach and executive director of WOW Atlanta, Women of Worth. You can catch me at helenjchambers.com.
Till we meet again. Bye-bye now.